When we returned from our shopping expedition, Valerie surprised me with a gift of my own. "Come in for a minute," she said. "I've got something to show you." A beautiful puppy that appeared to be pure Siberian husky sat on her couch with a big red bow around her neck. "This is your Christmas present," Valerie said. She knew that our 16-year-old male collie, Stormy, had died that summer. Jack and I didn't want another dog to learn to love and then lose, but unaware of that decision, Valerie thought we'd be delighted with the new puppy. "Oh, Valerie," I lamented, "I really don't want a dog right now." Her face fell. "If you don't take her, she'll have to go to the pound," she said with a grimace. She explained that one of her friends had given her the puppy, but her mother insisted she get rid of it. The apartment they rented had restrictions against animals. I didn't need this dog. I didn't want this dog. But how could I refuse a white ball of fluff with a bright red bow around her neck, especially when my refusal might mean the puppy's demise? And how could I cause Valerie more heartache? Besides, her gift represented thoughtfulness and love. I gave in and took the puppy in my arms. One lick on my cheek and she was mine. Her snow-white fur and the red ribbon totally spoke Christmas. Wanting to give her a name denoting the season of her adoption into our family, I decided on Holly.